shout out to our guy Super Duper Kyle, because he took out all the guesswork for his game status tomorrow. He said, hey, I'm gonna be out there, I'm playing. So we are looking forward to seeing Super Duper Kyle out there on the field. But somebody who it doesn't seem like it's looking too good for, not only for the Steelers game, but maybe even not necessarily a long-term thing, but he could be out for a good amount of time, seems like that is the status with Arthur Millett. We know with Arthur Millett, he sustained some type of injury at practice a couple of days ago. Then he ended up being a walking boot. He's already been declared out of the Steelers game, but Jeff Zrebic kind of gave us a hint as to what could be on the way for him. So a couple of days ago, Aaron Wilson, he said that the Ravens worked out Kiki Coutee, who's a wide receiver, Eric Gar, Desmond King, who's a cornerback, and Michael Pilardi. So somebody responded to that, and they said, Jeff Zrebic is not looking good for Arthur Millett. And this was Jeff Zrebic's response. He said, when Harbaugh essentially said today they have to figure out what they're going to do, that was pretty telling. Because usually Harbaugh, like, if it's a minor injury or something like that, if it's a short-term thing or something like that, Harbaugh would be like, oh, no, he'll be back. Oh, he'll be fine. Oh, he should be practicing next week. It's a minor thing. He won't be out for the season. He'll say something like that. But if Harbaugh's saying, we got to figure out what to do, then anyway. Then somebody replied to that. They said, to do what exactly? And then Jeff Zrebic said it made it sound like it was an injury reserve decision. If he was only going to miss a week or two, there wouldn't be a decision to make. So, yeah, sounds like Arthur Millett is going to be out for a little while. So we'll see what happens with him shortly. Now, for the Baltimore Ravens, another player, another defensive back, Eddie Jackson, he has been ruled out of this game against the Steelers tomorrow, and they said that he's not even traveling with the team. Now, I'm not going to get to any assumptions or anything, because they did say it's not non-injury related, so I'm not going to assume anything, because we've seen it a lot of times when a non-injury related something like this happens and a player got some personal matter to deal with family or whatnot, so who knows what it could be, but hopefully everything is good with Eddie Jackson personally. And then when Ravens get back, I'm sure they'll address it or whatnot, and they'll let it be known, whatever it was, whatever it ended up being. But he is out for the game tomorrow. And then they called up Christian Welch. So they called up a physical linebacker for this game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So we'll see him in game action tomorrow. Now we reach my favorite part of these videos, where we get to feature your questions. We're going to jump straight into it. But before we do, let's give a special shout out to our newest Team Keep It Clean patron, my guy, BMore31. Now, are those your actual initials for your name? Because if so, you were meant to be a Ravens fan. If that is the case, that's fire. I love it. And we're jumping straight into this question. He says, special teams. What's good, Engraven? Hope all is well with the family. It's been 3 years since I sent you a question. I watch you every day. Oh, man. Okay, that's a long time, but welcome back. But I appreciate you still watching. He said, going on 5 years, I believe. But thank you for what you do here on the channel and the community. You ain't got to thank me. I thank y'all. Y'all deserve all the thanks in the world for what y'all do, because y'all come through, y'all show support, y'all show love, and y'all make this fun. He said, so I'm trying to get my mind right for this tense and stressful game against these Steelers. Oh, ain't no way to get your mind right for no Steelers game. It's going to be stressful. It's going to be annoying. It's going to just drive us crazy. But as long as we get driven crazy and the Ravens win, hey, everything is good in the world. He said, let me tell you a little bit. Some of my family are Steelers fans, and to top it off, my barber is a Steelers fan. Oh, he probably messed your lineup on purpose this week. I know he did. Probably tried to sabotage it. He said, we have to win, but there is one area that Ravens have to be on point. We have talked all week about the offense and defense, but we haven't talked about one situation that bothers me the most, special teams. Ooh, that's such a good point. He said, we're the only team to give up 2 onside kicks. Missed field goals, missed opportunities on the punt and kickoff team. Shall I say any more? The point I am making is that I've seen Steelers play and them boys on special teams. Bring it. I can see them pulling something out of the hat and turning the momentum around to them. These Steelers are passionate on that end, and this is one area I'm worried. The special teams coach for them, I call him Joker. He plays a big part for them. One thing I must add, Deontay Johnson and Tre'Davious White and Keaton Mitchell will be help for us down the stretch, hopefully in this game. But first, back to your special team stuff. Yeah, that's real right there. And that's such a great point. Now, with special teams, we know Ravens got to get better. We see it with the kicking game. The punt game, the punt's been pretty good. And the them covering the punts and covering the kicks, for the most part, they've been pretty good, too. They could get a little better, but overall, they've been pretty good. But it's the kicking game is the biggest worry to me. So we don't want it to come down to that, but we want Justin Tucker to be on point. And Justin Tucker's going to get on point. So they're going to get all that worked out, all that figured out. But anyway, As far as Tre'Davious White, yeah, he could be a big help. Keaton Mitchell, yeah, he could be a big help too. Just his depth, him being quality depth, but him being somebody that has started already. Like, we got three starters at running back, all guys that have started and got plenty of starting experience, all guys that can come in and they can be difference makers and they can change the pace of whatever the Baltimore Ravens are doing. And just they have that advantage against the Steelers because they all do different things and they do different things so well. Derrick Henry, Justice Hill, and Keaton Mitchell. As far as Deontay Johnson, yeah, I would expect the Ravens to not necessarily force feed him in this game, but definitely get him involved. Anyway, he said, we must win this game to shut up the Steelers fans. I will give you my prediction. We'll win by 4. My score, 28-24. What are your thoughts? I think I would love that. Again, as long as Ravens win. But if Ravens, they want to make this a non-stressful game, beat down the Steelers bad. I don't expect them to beat them down like that. But if they want to do that, go for it. Go for it. Make it personal. Go for it. You got Patrick Queen over there. You got Deshaun Elliott talking reckless. Go for it. You want to really like Lamar, you want to throw 6 touchdowns tomorrow? Go for it. Anyway, he said, what does the Ravens need to do to prevent any downward spiral happening in this game? Consistently play on offense. Continue to do what you've been doing on offense, but defense to take full advantage of every single opportunity that gets thrown your way. He said, hope you and your family have a wonderful weekend. Sorry for the long message. And Ravens for life. And he said a stat line. One more thing, that Pittsburgh has 2 or 3 blocked field goals, 1 punt return, and almost 1 kickoff return this season. Ravens, y'all better be on point. Next question came from another Team Keep It Clean patron, my guy Oscar. He said, ain't Raven, it's been a while. Yeah, it's been a little minute. He said, I just realized something. Hit me out on this scenario. I think that we will win a division and actually get the 2 seed, meaning that we will play the 7 seed in a wild card. Look at the remaining schedule. I found one team that I think will still make the playoffs despite having a losing record right now, and that's those Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals just need to chill. They need to just go somewhere. Don't get it to the playoffs. Don't. I'm so tired of the Bengals, man. I'm so tired of these extremely crazy, stressful games. Like, these Bengals games are stressful beyond stressful. Like, they and both of them just they end up just coming down to the most craziest crazy. So, Bengals, just stay home. Anyway, he said, we will play them a third time this year, and I do not know if we can beat them 3 times this year. What are your thoughts? Thanks for all you do for this community. Y'all ain't got to thank me for nothing, man, but I appreciate you. Like I said, Bengals need to stay home. They need to stay home. Ravens can beat them a third time, but Bengals, like, they couple plays away from beating the Ravens in both of those games, too. So it ain't like the Ravens blew out the Bengals. It ain't like the Bengals even is sorry team. They just been on the right side of the losing record. But they just been on the wrong side of a couple of these games. A couple little plays away from their record being totally flip-flop. But we're glad that it's that way. Next question came from another new Team Keep It Clean patron, my guy Jammin. And see, in yesterday's video, I had literally, right when I was recording, he had became a Team Keep It Clean patron. And right when I finished recording, started editing, that's when he sent in his question. I said, oh man, I just missed it, but we got it. Here you go. He said, hey, my guy Engraven. He said, I finally made it here. It feels so good to be a Patreon member. No, I appreciate you, man. He said, I've been rocking with you since the car videos, and I appreciate everything you and your family does for the Team Keep It Clean family. Again, y'all ain't got to thank us, man. We thank you. Y'all be coming through, man. He said, my first question is, do you think the loss of key position coaches is the reason why Roquan Smith and Marcus Williams are not looking the same? Throw Brandon Stevens on there, too. But it's got to be. Like, it's got to be that, right? Because, I mean, defensive position coaches, because those are the guys that specifically help you in whatever area you play in on the team. Obviously, the defensive coordinator, that changing. But I we got to attribute it to that, right? I feel like we have to. Because what else could it be? Did these guys just fall off overnight? No. They're both good players. They're both good players that know how to get their job done. So it got to be that, right? I think. Anyway, he said, how this new scheme is being taught has to have something to do with the defensive fall off. Yeah, it does, because guys are just, they look out of place. Guys are being put in bad positions guys are not always being put in position to have success. Now, sometimes they are put in position to have success, and they just don't sometimes. But there are a lot of other times when it's like, hold on, why are we matching him up with the, hold on, why is he covering, why is he out? And it's like, oh, what are we doing? Anyway, he also said, last question, do you see a shakeup at the pass rusher rotation? Maybe seeing some of the younger guys like Adisa Isaac and like the David Ojabo hype train? I'm out. He said, I always wanted to say that. Yeah, I don't see no shake up at pass rusher though, especially with Adisa Isaac. I feel like Adisa Isaac is a safe, inactive guy for them. I just don't see it happening at all. And I mean, who are they gonna shake up the pass rush with? Their pass rushers are Adafe Away, Kyle Vannoy, David Ajabo, Tavius Robinson. What's his name? Adisa Isaac. He's not gonna crack that list. He's gonna continue to be inactive. These Ravens. Next question came from my guy Mark JG. Say, what's going on, Engraven? What's going on, Mark? He said, it's nice being on the edge of your seat or asking why the Ravens did this or that. Ain't got no stresses, LOL. I seen Lattimore's overall in Madden, and I thought, what could have been? Shaking my head. But anyway, let's get to the question. Sorry if my points are everywhere. I'm thinking as I'm revising. All right, here we go. Let me get comfortable for this one. He said, I'm listening to Marlon and also was thinking about this. He talked about how they have great practices, but it doesn't translate to the game, and we are 34th in that boy said 34th in pass defense. And that's not a typo, like F minus. We got to have to try to be that bad. Shaking my head, but I don't think I've seen Marlon as serious to buckle down and get this right, because he took that leadership role and called out effort too. Here's the point: how do we give up all those interceptions in practice and all those pressures, and our defense sounded like they were blazing before the season? And to Marlon's point, they've been having good practices until now, to whatever we are putting on the field. We are practicing against the number one offense in the NFL, so what's the issue? Now, I say everyone is different and you have mismatches, but I expect our defense to be ranked from 10 to 15, something average or decent. I'll even take 17th. If your practicing is great and everyone is doing their job in practice, can you blame Zach Orr? I know all kinds of eyes can be different, but based on what we see, which ain't it, and we're told before the game, can we blame him? Changes need to be made. I love the youth of Zach, but that might be the issue here as well, and Dean ain't helping. I don't want to see him go, but I want to see change. That sounds like you want to see him go. Like, because if he didn't go, whether, not even if necessarily talking about fire, even if they moved him somewhere else, that would be him going. That, because he would be going to another position. So you want to see him go, and you want some change. But anyway, he said, just some quick points. Can we say Travis Jones is the unsung hero of the defense? Yes, we can. We certainly can, because he helped take this pass rush to whoa. He said, Travis Jones is, he frees up so much. Ardarius needs to stay out there. His only bad play I saw was when that late touchdown with him and Nate, but I love his heart. But there's nothing he could have done. He was too short. Kyle breaks that up, but we know what happened. Not blaming him on that one. He is one of the few who plays 100%. Yeah, Ardarius Washington is amazing. He's amazing. And yeah, that is a good point. One of his only bad plays was that when him and Nate were on Jamar Chase, and Joe Burrow, he put it up there. Jamar Chase went tiptoe, toe drag, so got it, touchdown. So, yeah, anyway, he said, I was confident going against Philly, but not anymore. We saw what Jamar Chase did against us. Imagine what Saquon Barkley is going to do. Chase Brown. Chase Brown was right. He's talking about the running back from the Bengals. He said, don't get me started on AJ and Devontae and the Dallas Goedert. Oh, boy. Dallas Goedert. Anyway, we'll talk about that soon. He said, we got Pitt this week, and as bad as the defense is, we freeze up against Pitt on offense for some reason. Plus, their defense is balling. These games, you need your defense. If they don't show up, it'll get ugly. On the bright side, we got playmakers on offense, and I hope they use Tylan Wallace more and get Deontay some chemistry, because I feel like he can help. Just got to get that Lamar trust, and I feel it coming. I think we could all agree on that one. We just got to see it happen. And they ain't having no crazy game-changing play. If they want it to be, that's fine. But just to get him involved, a little bit here, a little bit there and whatnot. But it's nice to have him just as another weapon. That's a great thing. So thanks for all you do. Engraven, hope Kyle comes back soon. And don't rush it, because I'm sorry. Kyle is the best player on defense, but I don't think it matters if he's out there that much. Him or Hump, we have to rely on to make a play. Shaking my head. We need help anyways. Yeah, and good thing, because he sent this earlier in the week. He sent this question earlier in the week. But Kyle, yes, he is back. So that's great. He said, love y'all. Don't stress over life, because it's stressful and beautiful all at once. So enjoy your time on earth. I'm out Engraven. Take your flowers that people give you, because like it or not, you're the top Ravens creator. Numbers don't lie, and context is everything. Boy, I see you tried to shut me up before I could shut you down. But sometimes numbers do lie. Sometimes numbers don't tell the whole story. Context tells, but numbers, they don't tell the whole story. But no, I appreciate you though, man. Next question came from Eric. He said, how's it going? Been a while since I asked the question, but how would you feel if all Ravens offered Ray Lewis a coaching job? That wouldn't happen. That they would never do that. I don't think. I don't see a rate. Because John Harbaugh, he's a head coach of this team. If he was to hire a Ray Lewis, he could run the risk. And the players obviously love, they love John Harbaugh. They love him. They respect him. But if he was to hire somebody like a Ray Lewis, then he would run the risk. And this happened before. When Ray Lewis was a player, this happened. They flocked to Ray Lewis and Ed Reed. You know, remember the whole mutiny thing and whatnot. So if John Harbaugh was to hire Ray Lewis as a coach, could be positional coach, defensive coach, whatever. If he was to hire him as a coach, he would run the risk of potentially losing the locker room to Ray Lewis. Hobbs ain't doing that. Anyway, he said he was so dominant at the middle linebacker position his entire career. His ability to read plays and players was out of, and his play was out of this world. I feel he could make a difference coaching our defense, and maybe we can get back to that Ravens defense that we know and love. We would love it. It could be great. Ray Lewis could teach them a lot of different things, and especially with just how to read, how to watch film alone. Especially, and then Ed Reed had a Caesar. Ooh, but it ain't never going down. Next question, a little double question here, because it came from my guy Darren and my guy TJ. They said, at his speed, what's up, Engraven? I'll keep this one short. The Patriots just released 2022 second round pick, Tyquan Thornton. Let me remind you that he has 4.2 speed clocked at the combine. What are the thoughts of us bringing him in as a deep threat that Tez Walker was supposed to be? I just have this itch for a vertical field stretch and feel like that will make our already unstoppable offense even crazier. That's what my guy Darren said. And then my guy TJ said, young, blazing, tall, speed receiver, 6'2". Why not? What's the worst that could happen? We signed Dez Bryant when he was clearly not a football player anymore. Just saying, give it a try. So they thinking about the Ravens adding Tyquan Thornton. I wouldn't be mad at it. Couldn't hurt at all. But I think the way that the Ravens will look at it, they say, hold up, we got somebody on our roster already that's waiting in the wings, that being Tez Walker. Next question came from my guy Jarvo. He said, I got a hypothetical question for you. If Rodgers don't come back to the Jets next season, he already said he wants to play next season, but things could change. But anyway, he said, would you try to get Adams, talk to Higgins if he become a free agent, or talk to Seattle about DK Metcalf? Well, Davante Adams, you done burned us once. I ain't like that. I feel like DK Metcalf, he would be a great fit with the Ravens offense because he can stretch the field. He's a big jump ball receiver, somebody who Lamar could throw it up. And I feel like he would just complement Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman perfectly, like perfectly. T. Higgins is nice, man. I really like T. Higgins as a receiver. It's the injuries, man. That's the thing that I would be scared about is the injuries. Because he always got like a hamstring injury. It's always something going on with T. Higgins. And I would just be so worried about that with him. With Davante Adams, yeah, I think that's done.